yeah, what I'd like to see happen is take us to another level and really filling the blanks in, but also understanding how we got to where we are, and then where do we go from here. The gentleman I was talking to earlier, we were talking a little bit because we come from the same past a little bit, and we went in different directions as we got older.
Mm-hmm.
But my concern has always been about youth and family, mm-hmm. youth, family, community. The biggest dilemma I'm finding right now, and like I was telling him, is, you know, there's tons of knowledge and ability and quality of people in this community.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate in some way or some ways that they're not being taken advantage of or used in the way that I thought they should be using them. We tried the same old tried and true ways for a long time now. Mm-hmm. Same habits, same behaviors over and over, and it's not changed yet.
Yeah.
So that's the sad part for me. And I'm not saying change for change's sake, but you tweak. You try to do things to get better each step of the way, and step away from me every generation. I'm looking at young kids today. Same problems that I saw as I grew up exist still today. That ought to be a clue. That should be a clue. And you have different people trying to manage those problems, and the same outcomes exist.
So how are we going to get different outcomes?
Well, you try and look at the people that have been through the process. I've been through the process. Nobody's taking advantage of it. The knowledge that I have. Nobody. No institution, no organization, no community agency. Nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
They've tried experts from outside.
Mm-hmm.
They bring people in, and
mm-hmm.
They bring people that are unfamiliar with the territory to try to resolve the problems, and they still
Your
don't have a clue.
Specialty is behavioral psychology?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe one of the steps is to have a think tank. Like you say, with local experts, tapping local energy, people who have grown up in this community who have a backstory.
But the
knowledge, too, to solve.
I could give you a good story or two of my experiences as I was doing my internship and saw some things that were very relevant to challenges that still exist today here in this community from people that were the experts working with the problems I saw. And I knew then it was not a good fit for me to work in that environment because it was not working.
Okay.
I decided that I was going to do something different. I started out thinking as a clinical psychologist. I was a graduate student in master's level clinical psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
And as I moved forward in that process, did all the internship business, the ritual of getting prepared to do licensure and all of that, I got to a place where I had a couple cases. And one in particular that struck me odd because the young man that was involved in the altercation and got in trouble with school and all of that, the person that I was working with at the time for my internship, did not have a clue how to deal with that child.
Uh-huh.
So that left me, that led me to ask some other questions, and eventually I realized it wasn't working for me. Doing individual clinical counseling
uh-huh.
doesn't work for me. I did it. I mm-hmm. can do it, but it's not what I
okay.
like.
Okay. So how do we get funding for this think tank? Community foundation?
We got to get people to buy into the idea first, number one.
We release this report,
yeah.
I think that it's going to be quite revealing.
Well, it should be revealing, but then what do you do? I'm going to say something I usually say with my graduate student.
Uh-huh.
So what?
The
so what is... What are you going to do with it now that you have it? What's going to happen?
Let's then come up with some solutions that can help heal what happened in the past. Because, look, taking education, for instance,
yeah.
it's a miracle that we made it to college.
Yeah.
It's a miracle because at every juncture,
yeah.
black children, it was hard to get it an
yeah.
education.
And
it was even hard to get a book at the library without a driver's license.
Well, it was hard to even get good books, period.
Okay.
I mean,
we made it.
Books. But, you know, the challenge you have today is the same challenge we had when I was in the 60s. When I see the same scenarios. Nothing has changed.
Well, some things have.
I'm going to say this. Some things have changed. Look at the role you're in. Look at the role I'm in.
Yes.
Those things are changed. But again, we should not be trying to blanket a small number of people to be successful that covers everybody. Because we still have a huge percentage of young people still struggling to understand and identify who they are and where they fit into the larger metro that is the community.
Fred Atkins helped me to understand it this way. When schools were integrated, his classmates at Sarasota High, some of them couldn't make it. Some of them couldn't cut it through integration. Yeah. Some did, but some dropped out. So the children of those dropouts probably were impacted, and their children, and their children.
Well, it's at least
we've lost some generations. In other words,
at least two generations, maybe three. Yeah, maybe. But
we've got to catch more, is what you're saying.
Yeah, we have to catch more, but we also need to put the people in that understand the problems.
Okay.
That's the biggest issue for me.
And that comes up. Come on, let's have this think tank.
Well,
come on, we got to get it funded. We're going to have this think tank. I'm going to write that as one of the recommendations.
First off, we have advocates in this community, not just this community. I'm talking about the whole Sarasota County, that are understanding where this is going and why. Because while we are wanting to have some improvements and make things work better, not everybody wants to live among each other. That's not going to happen. But everybody should have the opportunity to be successful in their own way, because we all grow at different rates and different times, different places. That in itself should be more than enough to say, we're going to give you the chance and you're going to have to do this. Once you start it, and I was telling a young man before, you have to be able to do it for yourself first in order to get others to work with you. If you don't help yourself, no one's going to help you. You have to be able to be self-help first.
Exactly.
But be shown how to do it, how to do those things. I was shown along the way. I can remember almost every person that affected me, both plus and minus.
I know it. Your memory is razor sharp.
I remember everything and everybody, every situation. I can go back through every little detail.
That's why I feel like I almost need to sit with you longer than what we did, because I had a limited amount of time when we did the interview over there.
Yeah.
I think we should.
Well, I used to lecture quite a bit in school. I mean, this is what I do. I'm good at lecturing.
I know. We're going to do something. Give me that your position before you retired as
University Director of Learning Affairs. University Director of Learning Affairs at Capella University.
Learned Affairs.
Learner.
Learner Affairs. Okay, at a cappella.
A cappella, not a cappella.
Oh, cappella. Okay, C-A-P-E-L-L-A.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, I was there for 15 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a professor. I was a department chair, associate dean.
Okay.
And then I got promoted up to the university level, the executive level, and I was the appellate judge. I hate to say it that way. But
what was that?
The appellate. I dealt with all the decisions made by the school. There were five schools, five schools in the university.
And what city was this in?
Minneapolis.
Okay.
But I dealt with all decisions made for the president. I was the voice of the president of the university.
So you were basically in charge as the, because sometimes presidents don't really do a whole lot of work.
And they're not academics. Most of them are not academics.
Okay.
In fact, my first boss was a vice president, and I had more education than he did, and he was trying to make decisions for doctoral students, and I'm saying, time out. I said, let's talk about this before we say anything off the record.
Right.
And he said, okay. I said, you should not be making this decision.
Right, because you're not an academic.
You're not an academic. You don't
Dr. Clyburn, we got to go.
I know.
But